in common sense, it has to be founded on the empirical approach. And what empirical approach? By delving into the divine plan. They should take the architectural blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash as a lesson to themselves. Just as the Beis Hamikdash cannot be built in any way other than full conformity to the divine blueprint, so also a sublime ethical lifestyle cannot be established in any way other than in accordance with the divine blueprint, not by applying our own narrow, limited, and many times unconsciously selfish deductive logic. The communists in Russia, they also apply sincerely, and it's a mistake to say that they are hypocrites. They're not hypocrites. Robespierre was a hypocrite. Lenin was a hypocrite. He dedicated his life to the ideal of communism. He was ready to offer his life, but they all tried to establish the foundations of a better world by applying their own narrow, limited, and unconsciously selfish logic. And the more they tried to apply their own narrow, limited, unconsciously selfish logic, the more they succeeded in spreading more hatred, more malice, more jealousy, more greediness in the world. Atov v'nodov. Hakeites beis Yisrael v'sabayis. V'yikol morav nisayem u'morid u'estochis. This should be taken as an example, as a lesson. V'im nichlimu mikol asher osu tzor v'sabayis u'schunosei u'mitzov u'mivor v'chol tzereis v'chosu v'chol tzereis v'chol tzereis v'chol tzereis. And if they do understand, they do realize that they have to be ashamed of their iniquities and of the approach they adopted, the so-called utilitarian approach of considering everything from the point of view of convenience, from the sociological point of view, from the point of view of interest. This inconceivable, abhorrent approach of considering moral values. Question as to whether yes abortion or no abortion from the point of view of convenience of the woman. Why? Because they don't consider brotherly love, human dignity, from the point of view of chukim, from the point of view, from the point of view of laws, but they consider it only from the point of view of ideals. If it's only considered from the point of view of ideals, so the human mind is so ingenious and he's so brilliant that he can manipulate with the ideals so that all the ideals will harmonize with the person's selfish, greedy, malicious ambitions. And he'll deceive himself that he is doing it for the sake of a better world. Unconsciously, he will say that he is doing it for the sake of a better world. And if they do realize that they have to entertain remorse for their iniquities, for their selfishness, for their malice, for their greediness, then Hedaison informs them, invites them of the whole blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash, of the divine blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash, its forms, its fashions, its exits, its entrances, and all its shapes and statutes and ordinances and laws. Hey, Daisam, inform them. Tell them that the Beis Hamikdash cannot be built without a set of laws and ordinances and rules. It has to conform to a certain plan. You cannot build a beautiful edifice by merely aspiring towards a beautiful goal. You have to have a plan. And every brick and every stone has to be placed in the proper place. And if one stone, one brick is not placed in the proper position, then the whole edifice might tumble. If one law is passed by a state, by a legislature, or by Congress that does not conform to the divine blueprint, then the whole legal structure might tumble. They should take the blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash as a lesson to inspire them to a new lifestyle. Uchseiv leinayim v'yishmeru es kol tzurosoi v'es kol chukesov v'yoso esav. This is what Ben Pazi meant when he directed himself to Rav Akiva and to Ben Zeime and to Ben Azai and to Ben Zeime, and he said, true indeed, brotherly love is a very important principle. Human dignity is a very important principle. The monotheism, Shema Yisrael, that's the summa bonum. Immorality, that is the Yisid HaYisidis, V'amud HaChochmeis. But everything has to be conceived from the point of view of law, of obligations, not from the point of view of ideals. Only if Shema Yisrael and Zesei Vatel Yisodom and V'Avtel Rachak Meicho are considered from the point of view as a Keves Echot HaSavavik, a Keves Shintres V'Avoyim, from the point of view of Chukim, of laws, of obligations, and only if all these principles are considered through the empirical approach by delving into the Torah and finding out what, according to the logic of the Torah, is brotherly love. Not what is brotherly love according to my own limited, narrow, selfish logic. Then brotherly love can serve as a foundation for a better world. Hilchos Teshuva, Halacha Bey says as follows. Soir HaMishtaleach Levi shehu kaporo al kol Yisrael kein godlu misvado alov al leshein kol Yisrael shenema visvado alov veskol avinis bnei Yisrael. So the kein godlu was misvade and the soya hamshaleach for all the chatoim of chotu poshu ovu amcho Yisrael, all the chatoim of klal Yisrael. Soya hamshaleach michaper al kol avire shebateiro Hakalis ve'achmuris. So Yisoyer HaMishtaleach is mechapei all averes, kalis and chmuris. Kalis means esen leisese, chmuris means krisis misses bezin. And also loisiso. Loisiso is not followed by kores or misses bezin, but still loisiso is chomu and it's considered chmuris. So Yisoyer HaMishtaleach mechapei al kol averes shebateiro hakalis ve'achmuris. Bein shava bizodei, bein shava bishgobo, bein shehidalei, bein shaloi hidalei. Hakil mischapya bisoyer hamshaleach. Vihu shoso tshuv. Because there is a machlekes in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rabbono. Rebbe says that Yom Kippur, soyer hamshaleach, is mechapir for all averes, even without tshuv, except mefabris, mekalibonim bateiro, or averes shebonu chaveirei. So the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishneh that Rebbe is made that Yom Kippur is not mechaper. But except for Avir Shmenu Chaveirei, Mifabris, and Pirikeil, Migal Uponim Bateiro, so according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is mechaper all Aveiras, without Tshuv. And so Yom Shtaleach is mechaper, without Tshuv, according to Rebbe. The Rabbonim say that without Tshuv, so Yom Shtaleach and Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Is not mechaper. However, there is a distinction between So Yom Shtaleach, let's say Bizman Shebis Amidosh Kayom, we had the Kapore of So Yom Shtaleach, and the Kapore of Yom Kippur like today, when there is no So Yom Shtaleach. So, as far as the Kapore of Yom Kippur today is concerned, Yom Kippur not coupled with Tzoyam Shaleach, so even with Tshuva it cannot be Mechaper for all Averes, E Kaporet Mure. So the Rambam paskens the Dalet Chluk E Kaporet. In other words, Tshuva can be Mechaper Anese, Aloisese, so Tshuva together with Yom Kippur can be Mechaper. But Krisis, so Mrs. Besden, so Tshuva and Yom Kippur, even with Tshuva and Yom Kippur, cannot be Mechaper E Kaporet Mure, unless it is followed by Yisurim. And Chil Hashem, so even if it is followed by Yisurim, it's not Mechaper. So that is Yom Kippur without Tzoram Shaleach. So Bizman Shebisam Yidosh Kayom, so the Rambam paskens that even according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe, but if there is so Tzoram Shaleach with Tshuva is Mechaper for all Averes, without Yisurim, without Mise, Kaleis, Chmureis, Chil Hashem, everything. But that's only if there is Tzoram Shaleach. But Bizman Shebisamidosh Kayom, there is no Tzoram Shaleach, so then Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Tshuva for Leisa says, but not for Krisis and Mrs. Besen. So the Rambam says, V'hu she'osa Tshuva, aval im lo yosa Tshuva, ein asoya mechapele elo lakalis. So in other words, so the Rambam there is a chiddush. That even though we don't pass like Rebbe, so, but still, when Bizman Shebisamidash Kayom, so the Soyer HaMishaleach was Mechapir for Kaleis, for Esa and Lois Esa, even without Tshuva. The Mokir of the Rambam is Yerushalmi. So, but without Tshuva, the Soyer HaMishaleach cannot be Mechapir for Chmureis. But with Tshuva, Soyer HaMishaleach can be Mechapir even for Chmureis. And even Christus in the best, and even Chil Hashem, it appeared more. So, avol im loyose tshuve, in asoya mechaper, loy elo lakalis. Umayin akalis, umayin achmureis. Hachmureis ein, shechayovim aleyem, misas best nui kores. Ushlasho vishekia. Aval pishein boem kores, areim in achmureis. Because the Gemara says, hoelom nizdaza, when the loisiso Hashem al-Shem lekecho lashov was pronounced. Ushom mitzvah leisa sei, umitzvah sei, sheim bem kores heim akalis. That is bizman shebisamidash kayom. And there is a soyer hamishaleach. So the soyer hamishaleach is mechaper with tshuva and all averes, even chil Hashem, kaporet mure. But without tshuva, it's only mechaper kalis. But kalis it is mechaper es and leisis. But how is it? When Bizman Shein Bizamidish Kayom, like today, but there is still a Kaporas Yimakipurim, the Itzumi Shel Yerim is also Mechapir. Bizman Azeh, so the Rambam says, in Aloche Gimu, Bizman Azeh Shein Bizamidish Kayom, Vein Lonu Mizbeach Kapore, Ein Shomer Lechuve, Hachuve Mechaperes Al Kol Averes, Afilu Roshe Kol Yomov, Viyosa Chuva Bahreino, Ein Maskirin Lei Shimdovo Merishay, Shenemar Risha Sorosho Lei Koshelbo, ויהם שובי מרישי, ויעצמי שאוי מהכיפורים מחפר לישובי, שנמה הכיוויים הזה יחפר עליכם. אף על פי שהתשובו מחפרס על הקר, ויעצמי שאוי מהכיפורים מחפר, ישווי ראיש שמסחפרים לשייטון, וישווי ראיש שמסחפרים אלו לך הזמן. כיצד, עובר עודו מלמיץ וססי שאין בו קורס, ויוסר תשובה אין איזוס נישום, עד שמייכלין לי. ובאילו נאמר שוב ובונים שיבובים, אל פה משוויסיכם. עובר על מיצס ליסה ששאין בקורס ולמיצס בזן, ויוסו תשובה, תשובה תהילה, ועם הכיפורים מחפר, ובאילו נאמר כבעים הזה יחפר עליכם. עובר על קריסס ומיצס בזן, ויוסו תשובה, תשובה ועם הכיפורים תהילים, וייסורין הבוין אולוב גמרלי הכפורה, ולילו ממשחפלי כפורי גמורה, עד שיבואו אולוב ייסורין. ובאילו נאמר ופוקדתי בשבט פישום ובנגויים אבינו. במה דבורם אמורים בשלו יכילו את השם בשעור שעובר. אבל המחל את השם אבל פישור שעות תשובה והגיע עם הכיפורים ואין בשבוסי ובאו לו ביסורים אין משחפ אלי כפורי גמורי עד שיומוס. אלו תשובה עם הכיפורים ויסורים שלושתון טוילים. ומיסו מחפרס, שנאמר וניגלו ואוזני עד השם צבוקייס, אם יחופר אובין הזה לוחם אטימוס. So the פסק הרמב״ם is that without צויר המשתלח, so לא מבוי, that Yom Kippur cannot be מחפר at all, in any way, even פרשו כפורי, without Tshuva, but even with Tshuva. So Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper kapore gmure for all averes, only for loiseses. But for krisis Mrs. Besden, so Yom Kippur together with Tshuva cannot be mechaper. But bisman shebis amidash kayom, and there is a soyer amishtaleach, so then with Tshuva soyer amishtaleach is mechaper all averes. Kaleis chmureis chlashem, everything. But without Tshuva, so Seir HaMishaleach is mechaper just for kaleis, for ese and leisese, but not for chmureis. Anyway, the Psak HaRambam is that Seir HaMishaleach, that Seir HaMishaleach is mechaper for kaleis, even without Tshuva. Now, so the question is raised against the Rambam, that this Rambam appears to contradict a Yemore Mefureshes in Shavuos. Now, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shavuos says, Al Shor Avera Shebateiro, Hakaleis Vachmureis. At first, the Mishnah mentions the Kapores of the various Chatois, the Kapore of the chatos of the rigolim, of the chatos of Rosh Chodeshim, and then the Mishnah says, Al shor avera shebateiro, hakaleis veachmureis, hasdeneis veashgogeis, heida velo heida, ese velo isese, krises umisazbezen, soyerim, hamishtaleach mechaper, echot Yisraelim, vechot keanim, vechot keyem Moshuach. So soyer hamishtaleach is mechaper on all averes. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah spells it out. Ese, loisese, krises, umises bez. So then the Gemara discusses this portion of the Mishnah. Daf yud veiz omud veiz. So the Gemara says, Al shor avera shebateiro, hakaleis veachmureis hasdeneis veashgogeis, hayne kaleis hayne ese veloisese, chmureis hayne krises umises bez, hayne hayne meizid, lo yid hayne sheyig, omar av yudah hohem. Al shor avira shabateiro bin kalis bin chmuris bin shosem b'sheyid bin shosem b'meizid ein shil shosem b'sheyid bin idol isveikon bin lin idol isveikon veilin kalis ese veleisese veilin chmuris krisis mrs. Bez. So the Mishneh is telling us that shoyer ha-mishaleach is mechaper all aviras kalis and chmuris ese leisese krisis mrs. Bez. So now the Gemara ese kashi among the aviras that the Mishneh enumerates is ese. In other words, if somebody, let's say, was mevatel mitzvah saseh, he didn't put on tefillin for a number of days. So then, soyer ha-mishtaleach is mechaper. Hay ese hichadom. Either lo yovat tshuve, if he didn't do tshuve, zevach rishoyim tei. So how can the soyer ha-mishtaleach be mechaper? If he didn't do tshuve, he's a rosh. He's not a rosh in the sense of being posel eides. So they require a different type of a rosh, a special type of a rosh. A Rosh Chomos or a Rosh Navir of that there is a Chiyuv Malkis. But if somebody is ever even an Ese, Bimezi, it is a Rosh. So Bimele, he cannot have Kaporet for Soyer HaMishtaleach without Tshuva. So I Ese Chedom, Ido Yovi Tshuva Zevach Rishoyim Teivo, Ido Yovi Tshuva. So why do we need the Soyer HaMishtaleach? So Dalet Chluki Kaporei. So if somebody was ever on an essay, so even on any day of the year, all he has to do is to do tshuva and he gets kapore gmure. So why do we have to resort to the kapore of Seir HaMishaleach? Idi lo yovi tshuva, kol yemin amed itanye, ovo al mitzvah has essay, vi osa tshuva lo izos misho machemeich mure. Omar Rav Zeire, beimid bimirdei, that this Mishnah, when it says, that Seir HaMishaleach is mechaper al essay, al is essay, and Krises Mrs. Besden has reference to a person who is Eimid Bemirde, who did not do Tshuva. So, but then you ask, if he did not do Tshuva, so then how can he have Kapore? So it's Rebbe. Rebbe Shite is that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper without Tshuva. So just as Yom Kippurim is Mechaper without Tshuva, so Seir HaMishtaleach is Mechaper without Tshuva. The Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Eimeir, Al Kol Avira Shebeteiro, בין עושה תשובה, בין לא עושה תשובה, עם הכיפורים מחפר, חוץ מפרקי, הוא מגר לפולים בתירו, הוא מפבריז בבוסו, שעם עושה תשובה עם הכיפורים מחפר, לא בין כיפורים מחפר. So only these cardinal averes, פרקי, מפבריז, מגר לפולים בתירו, so without תשובה, עם כיפור is not מחפר.
But and also the Rambam mentions, the Rambam and his Sishenim, they mention Benodum Chaveri, so Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. But except for these exceptions, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper all Averis, Kalis and Chmules, without Jube. So Memele, the Mishnah accords with the view of Rebbe. But it's a Gemara Mefereshes, that only according to Rebbe, there is a possibility that the Soyer HaMshtaleach should be Mechaper without Jube, for an essay. According to Rebbe, it can be mechaper not only for an essay, it can be mechaper for Lois Hesein, for Chris's Mrs. Besen as well. But according to the Rabbanon, impossible. Because Zebach is showing table. Now the Rambam doesn't pass like Rebbe. And if the Rambam were to pass like Rebbe, he should say the Soyer HaMshtaleach is mechaper for Chmuris also without Tshuva. But the Rambam passes the Soyer HaMshtaleach without Tshuva is not mechaper for Chmuris. So he passes like the Rabbanon. If he passes like the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon, how can Soyer HaMshtaleach be mechaper? That's the kasha that everybody raises against him. It's a very strong kasha on the surface. Now, in order to answer the kasha against the Rambam, I would like to go over a certain piece of Gemara. Daf Yud Gimu Omud Aleph, and it continues into the beginning of Yud Gimu Omud Beis. The Gemara mentions that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon. Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is mechaper without Tshuva. Rabbonon say Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper without Tshuva. Then the Gemara cites a braise of the Sifri, of the Safro, that the Safro says that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for Shovim. But for Enom Shavim, not. So the price of the Sifro says Talmud Leima, Yochel Yimakipuri Mechaper Al Shavim Val Sheinom Shavim. So then Talmud Leima, Acholok, Ustam Sifro Rebudi. So this price says that Shavim Ein, Lo Yishovim Lo. So in other words, Rabbi Yudeh does not agree. Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yudeh. He does not agree with Rebbe that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even without you. Then the Gemara cites another price of the Sifro. The Tanya, Yochei lo yehei makipuri mechaper, Elohim ken yisanebei, vikoro mikra kedesh, vilo yoso bimiloche, lo yisanebei, vilo yikoro mikra kedesh, vilo yoso bimiloche minayim, Talmud Leima Yom Kippurimu, Mikol Moke. So the other braise from the Sifro says just the reverse, that even if he ate an Yom Kippur, if a Jew ate an Yom Kippur, and he did Miloche, so also Yom Kippur is still Mechap, even though he didn't observe the Dilim of Yom Kippur. He did melocha in kippur, he ate in kippur, so in kippur is still mechaper for the averes of the year. So it's a stira between two sifros. So the Gemara Omar Abaye lo ikashi, ho Rebbe veho Rebbe Yudeh. In other words, stam sifro is Rebbe Yudeh. But sometimes there is a price in the sifro that does not represent the view of Rebbe Yudeh. So the price that says mechaper al shovim, val shein, but not al shein on shovim, represents the view of Rebbe Yudeh, who doesn't agree with Rebbe. And the braise that says, Talmud Leima Yom Kippurim Hu Mikol Mokim, that even if he did Melocha Yom Kippur, even if he didn't fast on Yom Kippur, still Yom Kippur is Mechaperim for the Averes of the year, that represents the view of Rebbe. This is what Abaye says. Rovo Ma Hovi Ho Rebbe. That both braises can accord with Rebbe. So the braise that says Yom Kippurim Mikol Mokei does not have to be explained, because the braise agrees with Rebbe. But how can we explain the other braise of the Sifro that says that Mechaper Acholak? So Mechaper Hu Al Shovim, Avoleini Mechaper Alein En Shovim. Umei De Rebbe Bikores De Yeme Di Loi Tein Oche Kores De Yom Kippurim Le Rebbe. Lesson, Rebbe is made it that the Averes the averes that he committed on Yom Kippur itself, for these averes, he doesn't get kapore without you. Oh, so when the price says, Yom Kippurim hu mikol mokim, even if he ate on Yom Kippur, even if he did melocha on Yom Kippur, still Yom Kippur is mechaper. So the price means, the price from means, if a Jew, let's say, ate chometz in Pesach, he ate chelet during the year, then Yom Kippur came, and he didn't do tshuva. Not only didn't he do tshuva, he committed very serious averes on Yom Kippur itself. He ate on Yom Kippur, he did melocha on Yom Kippur. So we'll get kapore, Yom Kippur will be mechaper him, and will be matkia the chiyuv kores for the chometz he ate on Pesach. For the chelet, he ate erev Yom Kippur, if he ate erev Yom Kippur chelet. And they'll give him kapore for the chilul Shabbos. For the Chil Shabbos Bitzina, not with Faresi, because Faresi is a perikeo. So that Rebbe is made that without Tshuva, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. But he will not get Kapore for the Avere of eating on Yom Kippur. So when the price in the Sifro says, Yom Kippurim Mikol Mokim, even if he ate on Yom Kippur, it means even if a certain Jew ate on Yom Kippur, but he has other averes. He ate chometz and pesach before. So Yom Kippur will be mechap for him and will be mafkia the chiyuv kores for chometz. But Yom Kippur will not be mechap for him and will not be mafkia the chiyuv kores for achilas Yom Kippurim, for asiyas melochim Yom Kippurim. That not. In other words, the averes of Yom Kippur itself, so cannot be mechuper by Yom Kippur without you. Why? Because otherwise, we cannot visualize the possibility of a chiyuv kores for eating on Yom Kippur, because the Torah says, "Anefesh shelo yisune." Be'etzem hayom hazeh, if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, it's chiyuv kores. According to Rebbe, how can we visualize it? The moment he eats, when does he eat on Yom Kippur? And when does he eat on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur. So they say the moment after the eating is mechaperim. So how can we visualize a possibility of a Jew becoming mechuyev kores for achilas Yom Kippurim or for asiyas melochim Yom Kippurim? Obviously, that the averes of Yom Kippur itself are excluded from the kapore of Yom Kippurim. And when the price in Sifro says Yom Kippurim hu mikol mokim, it only means that even though he ate on Yom Kippur and even though he did melocha on Yom Kippur, he still gets kapore for the other averes, for achilas chometz, for achilas chelev, and so on. Alright. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right. Maybe the averes of Yom Kippur itself are not excluded from the kapore of Yom Kippurim without Jule. But then you ask, how can we visualize the chiyuv kores? The chiyuv kores we can visualize in connection with an achile or asiyas meloche on the night of Yom Kippur. Because mechaper is only mechaper the daylight portion of the day. But the night of Yom Kippur is not mechaper. That's the aloche. So mimele we can still visualize the chiyuv kores for the averes of Yom Kippur, if a Jew, let's say, ate Yom Kippur night, and then he died before dawn, so there was no moment in the yom itself of Yom Kippurim to be mechaperim, so then it means that he died as a mechuyev kores. But in Haname, if, let's say, he lived on the day of Yom Kippurim, after eating on Yom Kippur, after doing melocha on Yom Kippur, so then he gets kapore, and the chiyuv kores is spoken. So what's the raya? So the Gemara says, Elohim kores the yemome li Rebbe. You see, there is a difference in the Gemara Loshin between the term yeme the Yom Kippurim and yemome the Yom Kippurim. Yeme the Yom Kippurim embraces the whole day. Mi'arev aderev. But yemome has reference to the daylight portion of the day. So now the Torah says, that there is a chiyuv kores for anyone who does meloche be'etzem hayom hazeh, or for anyone who is not miyane himself, who doesn't fast be'etzem hayom hazeh. Be'etzem hayom hazeh means the daylight portion of the day. So in other words, the Torah says in so many words that there is a chiyuv kores not only for achile and and Matzias Mloche of Leili Makipurim, but there is a Chiyuv Kores for Achilles and Asiyas Mloche of Yimomed Yimakipurim. Yimomed Yimakipurim, so if according to Rebbe, so Yimakipurim is Mechaper even for the Aveves of the day of Yimomed Yimakipurim. So how can we visualize the possibility of a Chiyuv Kores the moment he eats on the day in the Yimomed of Yimakipurim? So the next moment he has Kapore. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right. There is a possibility, even though it's an unusual possibility, that there is a possibility. In other words, somebody ate an inkipea and he choked with the swallowing of the eichel, he choked. So there was not even one moment in the day of Yom Kippurim to be able to be mechaperim, because with the Gmar HaAveira, he was dead already. So Memele, that will mean that he died as a Mechuyev Kores. Suppose someone finished eating the caseless, just with the conclusion of the day, with sunset, with the conclusion of the day, whatever marks the conclusion of the day. So Memele, in order to give him kapore, there must be a moment, a second, after the Gmar HaAveira. But if the Gmar HaAveira coincided with the conclusion of the day, so there was no moment after the Gmar HaAveira to give him kapore. So in such a case, he will not have kapore. So in other words, the Gemara mentions one example where you can visualize the Echiyuv Kores of a person who choked with the Gmar Achille, and another example of a person who survived after Yom Kippur, but the Aveire was Nigma with the concluding moment of the day. So Mele, the next moment he's already not in Yom Kippurim. It cannot be Mechaper. So he's alive, but he remains Mechuyev Kores. So in other words, the Gemara is saying we have no right that Rebbe will exclude the Aveires of Yom Kippurim itself from the Kapore of Yom Kippurim without you. Alright. Now, so Tesvis was bothered, there's a Tesvis now, Daf Yud Gimel, it's really Shayach to Daf Yud Gimel on the base, but it starts and Daf Yud Gimel on the Dal, the last Tesvis. The Oba Tzomuch Lishkiya Zaham. So Tesvis was bothered by Ikash. In other words, the Gemore is trying to mention examples where Yom Kippur couldn't be mechaper. So why did the Gemara have to mention such unusual cases? A person choked with the Gemara Achille. The Gemara Achille coincided with the concluding second of the day. The Gemara could mention a very simple example. Now the Seir HaMashtaleach was mechaper. So the Seir HaMashtaleach was sent away to the Midbar to be hurled down from the top of a mountain. That took place about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and the Yom Kippur continues until sunset, let's say, until 6 o'clock, until 7 o'clock, whenever the day ends. So there is a halacha in Kobones, that Kobones cannot be mechaper for an aveira that takes place after the korban is offered. There cannot be a kapore by a korban for a future aveira. I mean, that's a dover poshut. But even though it's a dover poshut, Tesvis still mentions the Gemara that no korban can be mechaper. Now, let's say the kapones. So Tesvis mentions the Gemara. Now, the kapones of the Rigolim, the first Mishneh, it says that the korban musaf, the chatos, the soyer of the Rigolim, so that the tzibur was makriv. So was mechaper for averes of tumas mikdash v'kadoshov sheim bohem lo yidia b'tchilo v'lo yidia b'sof. If let's say someone does an avere of tumas mikdash v'kadoshov, let's say he is becomes tummy and then he enters the azore in a state of tummy, and he found out at first that he was tummy, and then he forgot and he entered the Bidazore, and then he became cognizant of the fact, so there was Yediyah B'Tchilo and Yediyah B'Sof, so then the halacha is Each individual Jew was able that Aveire of the Masmigash Mikodoshov, if there was Yediyah B'tchil or Yediyah B'sof, so he brings the Kormil of Eire. But suppose a Jew was Nichnas Levi, became Tomei and was Nichnas Levi Samigdosh, and he never found out that he became Tomei, and that he was Nichnas Levi Samigdosh B'tomei, it's still an Aveire, and my is Aveire. So the halacha is that the Chatos, the Siri or Golim, is Mechapin. Is mechaper. So the Gemara says that this soyer can only be mechaper for the aveira of Tumas Migdash Mikodoshov that took place before the soyer was caught. But let's say if the soyer was caught and then half an hour later a certain Jew on the same day, so was nichnas lemigdosh while he was tomei and there was no yediyah b'tchil or no yediyah b'sof, so then the soyer cannot be mechaper. I mean, it's a self-evident halacha. I mean, how can a korban be mechaper for an aveira that did not as yet take place? So Teisa says it was bothered by Kashi. The Gemara is trying to find examples where we could visualize a chiyuv kores according to Rebbe. So why doesn't the Gemara mention a very simple example? If somebody, let's say, when does the Torah say that if somebody eats on the Yom of Yom Kippurim, so his Chayiv Kores, if he did it, let's say, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's still Yom Kippur. So the Seyram Shaliach couldn't be Mechaper because the Kapor of Seyram Shaliach took place already. It was already hurled down the mountain. So it's already after the Shaluach. So Memele, his Chayiv Kores, why doesn't the Gemara mention that example? So Teisves gives the teretz, avo li'acha shiluach soyer limotze li'ukme shehu mechaper kol ayet. So because soyer ha-mishaliach can be mechaper not only for aveires that were done before the shiluach soyer. Let's say if the shiluach soyer took place in the early afternoon and then he did aveires after the shiluach soyer, so the shiluach soyer is mechaper. The shiluach soyer is mechaper. ויאחר גם במשמע ליל שאין קורבנס מחפרין על אוויר שרחקי אפילו בוי ביים דום אנחנו כמינה ליטום ישידי ובין זה לזה so שאני סויר המשתלח so we have a cloud that knows that a soya cannot, a korban cannot be mechaper aveiras that take place after the offering of the korban, so soya amshaliach is different. Shani soya amshaliach דחסיב בי כיבלים הזה יחפיר עליכם, ליטאי רסכם מכל חטיסיכם, משמע דחוליים יחפיר. So in other words, so Soyer HaMishaliach is an exception. All korbanos cannot be mechaper for an aveira that takes place after the offering of the korb. מה שאין כי Soyer HaMishaliach, because the Torah says, כיבלים הזה יחפיר עליכם, so that implies that Soyer HaMishaliach can be mechaper even for aveiras that take place on Yom Kippur after the Shiluach Soyer. It's a special Gzeiras HaKol. Alright. So that's why the Gemara couldn't mention as an example that we can visualize a Chiyuv Kores for aveiras of Yom Kippur itself if the aveiras took place after Shiluach Soyer. Because even if the aveiras, even if the Achille, the Meloche took place after Shiluach Soyer, the Soyer HaMishaliach will still be able to be mechab. Iname Hayim Atzmei Biloy Soyer HaMishaliach Michaper Ktsas Ve'in Kan Kores Gom. And then if we are going to say that Soyer HaMishaliach is analogous to all other Kofones and it couldn't be Michaper for Averes that take place after the Shiluach Soyer, after the Akrove of the Soyer HaMishaliach, but still the Gemara couldn't mention because that as an example of the possibility of a Jew becoming Mechuyev Kores for an Aveire of Yom Kippur. Because according to Rebbe, so not only Soyer HaMishaliach is Mechaper for all Aveires without Tshuve, but even Yom Kippur itself, without Soyer HaMishaliach. Without Soyer HaMishaliach, let's say Bizman HaZeh, there is no Soyer HaMishaliach, could also be Mechaper. But there is one difference. There is one difference according to these Lashon cases. Soyer HaMishaliach can be mechaper for all aveiras according to Rebbe, even without tshuve, ikapor edmur. Masha'in kein, Yom Kippur without Soyer HaMishaliach can be mechaper without tshuve according to Rebbe, ikapor ektsas. So what does it mean the kaporet tzaz? In other words, it's not a kaporet mure. But as long as he attains kaporet tzaz, so memele the chiyuv kores is poker. When can there be a chiyuv kores if there is no kaporet? But if there is a kaporet tzaz, then there is no, there couldn't be a chiyuv kores. There couldn't be a chiyuv kores. So memele, the Gemara couldn't mention as an example of a chiyuv kores according to Rebbe, if he did the aveira after the shiluach zoya, because if we assume that the Suyam Shaleach itself couldn't be mechaper aveiras that take place after the shiluach zoya, but Yom Kippur itself will be mechaper kaporek tzas, and the kaporek tzas itself is sufficient to be mafkir the chiyuv kores. So he says, "Ina mehayim atzvi b'loisoy ram shaliach mechaper tzas vein kan koretz gomor v'chaygav ne'ashkuchon b'ferikam v'dizbochim ve'ilo mechaperes ala yeresh mikuf yevolo mikir." So Teisves wants to explain what does it mean kaporek tzas. So Teisves mentions the Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara says in connection with the yeresh of an eilo, suppose someone was magdish an eilo and then he died. So the Yoshim can be makhtiv the eilo. So the Gemara says that the Yeresh who is makhtiv the eilo, so he has kapore with that eilo, since he's a Yeresh, even though he did never became mechuyev in the eilo, and his father became mechuyev in the eilo, and the father was makhtiv the eilo. So because he's a Yeresh, so memele, he has some kapore with the eilo, but he doesn't have kapore gmure. So the Gemara calls it, it's mikufia b'loy mikive. Mikufia means on the periphery. In other words, he has a peripheral kapore, but he doesn't have a thorough kapore. So in other words, Tesis mentions that there is such a concept as a kapore k'tzas, a kapore mikufia, a peripheral kapore, not a thorough kapore. So b'meile, soira mishtaleach, according to Rebbe, is mechapere kapore gmure, a thorough kapore, without tshuva. But in Kippur without Zoyram Shtaleach is only mechaper a kapore mikifye, not mikive. But the kapore mikifye, the peripheral kapore, is enough to be mafkia the chiyuv kores. In other words, there is a shaila. Now let's say we pasken, the Rambam paskens, that bizman hazeh, when there is no Zoyram Shtaleach, so Yom Kippur can only, that's Dalek Mukhi Kapor, Yom Kippur can only be Mechaper Lysis, but it cannot be Mechaper Trisis Mrs. Best. Now the question arises, suppose someone was Echel Chayvet, he became Mechui of Kores, then Yom Kippur came and he did Tshuva and everything. So he does not have a Kapor Gmura. He does not have a Kapor Gmura unless he had Yisurim. But suppose he didn't have Yisurim, so is he still Chay of Kores? Or in as much as a Kapor Tzas, he has, even without Yisurim, so Memele, that in itself is sufficient to be Mafkia the Chiyuv Kores. So, apparently that will be Tolu in the two Lashonos in Teisves. So in one Lashon Teisves, the second Lashon Teisves is, that even Kaporek Tzas, so is sufficient to be Mafkia the Chiyuv Kores. So Memele, true that now we don't have Yisurim Shaleach, so even with Tshuva, Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper kaporet mure for kores if it's not followed by Yisurim, but kaporet tzas, so it is mechaper. So the Yerushalmi, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi in Yume is that if somebody was Eber Kvises and Mrs. Besden and he did Tshuva and the overall of Yom Kippurim, so Tshuva and Yom Kippurim mechaper imechzo. That's the Lashon of Yerushalmi. And Yisurim are mechaperim the other half. What does it mean? So it means it's not a kaporek mure, it's a kaporek tzas. So memele, according to Teisves, second lashon, even though it doesn't have a kaporek mure, but it will be mafkia the chiyuv kores. But if we say, if now the Balamoyer at the end of Makis, so he says in so many words that if somebody did tshuva, if somebody was even a chiyuv kores, and then he did tshuva even before Yom Kippur, so the chiyuv kores is poka. True, he does not have a kaporek mure, but since Tshuva is a mechaper, so not a kaporek mure. So memele, the chiyuv kores is poka. From the Rambam, it's mashma not that way. From the Rambam, it's mashma that if someone was either a chiyuv kores, and he ate chilev, and then he did tshuva, and even after Yom Kippur, he still remains mechuyev kores, because the Rambam says that if somebody was evil, let's say eight chilek, so he's chayev kores, but there is also malchus. And suppose he had asroye, kabbalas asroye, and he received malchus, so then he becomes the chayev kores is poker. And he says, v'hu shoso tshuva. So the Rambam says that if he received malchus for the chayev kores, because there is malchus for achilas chilev also, not only kores. So if he received malchus and he did tshuva, then the chayev kores is poker. The implication being that if he didn't get malchus, even though he did tshuva, so then the third lesson is that in Kippur without the Ram Shaliach it mechaper not only kaporet, but it mechaper kaporet more just like the Ram Shaliach is mechaper kaporet. So then you ask the question: so what's the purpose of the Ram Shaliach? If in Kippur without the Ram Shaliach is mechaper kaporet more, so even before when there is no Ram Shaliach, so it's mechaper kaporet more. So what is the purpose of the Ram Shaliach? All the Jews can have kaporet without the Ram Shaliach. So, but there is Rashi. So he mentions it in the Septa. The Septa says that as far as the kapore of the Matipurim itself is concerned, so only the Tefayim is Mechaper. The Tefayim. Masheike is the Tefayim Shaleach is Korev, so then even before the Tefayim he has Kapore. So in the Yishmi Foshim, in Akipurim, we say Ram Shaleach Mechaper Lidam. In Akimine, the Soya Mechaper Miyad, ויהיה עם הכיפורים אני מחפי רק שתחשך למצוא עם הכיפורים כי ניתניה זה ציפרייסם את הספטה חי מביסוי ומביא עם הכיפורים שעשו יום אחד במייב ויהיה עם הכיפורים עד שתחשך let's say the שלוח סוי it took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon let's say it took place around that time so then all the Jews got kapore at 3 o'clock but this man has we don't have to say שלוח so we cannot have a kapore until the concluding moment of the day. That's not the meaning. Chayim abisoyim yin ha-kipurim, she'asoyim mechapem yad, v'im ha-kipurim ha-shtechshach. Chayim abim ha-kipurim isoyir, she'im ha-kipurim mechapem v'lo yikom. Ma she'inkim bisoyir. So then the question arises, so why didn't the Gemara mention an example where we can find that the person was high of kores is if let's say he died the day let's say the soya mishtaleach the let's say first of all when there is no soya mishtaleach so then he has to wait for the kapore until the concluding moment of Yom Kippurim but suppose he died in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur. So he did not have the kapore of the concluding moment of Yom Kippur. And even with Manshev is Amigdash Kayom, let's say if a Jew committed an Aveire after the Shiluach Soya took place at 3 o'clock, and he did an Aveire of Kores, and he ate an Yom Kippur at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, and then he died at 5:30. So Mimele, the kapore of the Seiram Shaleach he didn't have. The kapore of Yom Kippurim itself he didn't have, because only the concluding moment. So why didn't the Gemara mention that example? So Teisa says, in the Gemara could have mentioned it. V'hodi noka, k'gin hanke se umtze, lav davke, el roadi shemeiz bebeyei, uli rafke de milse noka. And then it says, iname, afilo loy meiz bebeyei, el acha kamo yomi, uchi gen do va tzomach l'shkiya sachal. So in other words, so we have here three lishenis in Teisa. So the first question in Teisa says that even though the general principle in regard to all kavonis, kapora of all kavonis is that the korban cannot be mechaper for aveiros that take place after the akhoda of the korban, but so Yom Shaleach is not like that.
So Yom Shvuyach can be mechaper for the Aveves that the Jew will do on Yom Kippur after the Shvuyach Soi. It is better than the Kofi. Ki v'ayim adei chater aleichem. Then he says, the other two Mishaelis say no. That there couldn't be kapora of Soi Yom Shaleach for Aveves that take place after the Shvuyach Soi. But in the second version he says that Yom Kippurim itself not, let's say, Bizman Hazeh, and not coupled with Soi Yom Shaleach. He's only mechaper kapora ktsas, but the kaporektsas is sufficient to be mafia the chiyuv koreh. And then the third motion he says that the makipurim by itself is mechaper kaporet moreh. Just the soyam shaliach mechaper kaporet moreh. But why? What's the purpose of the soyam shaliach if all Israel can have a kaporet without soyam shaliach? So without soyam shaliach, so the kaporet can only be attained in the concluding moment of the kippur. But with soyam shaliach, so any moment of the day they can have a kaporet. Now, the first washing taken is that Soi Yom Shaleach can be mechaper for Aveiros that take place on Yom Kippur after the Shvuyach Soi. How can it be in the Siddur? How can it be in the Siddur? All right, he says, "Dichsiv ve'likot avei, ki bayim azeh yechaper aleichem, l'itayir etzchem mikol chatiseichem, mashma d'cho ani mechaper." But we have to, he says, "Dichsiv ve'likot avei." But we have to understand what these mentions in the Siddur. Now, we can deduce from this, the first Lashon HaTeisves, a very important halacha, that it's not that the Soi Yom Shaleach is mechaper per se. We see that Teisves says in the third Lashon that even Bizman Hazeh, so Yom Kippurim itself is mechaper as a kaporet moreh, without Soi Yom Shaleach. But Yom Kippurim itself is only mechaper b'seifanim. With Soi Yom Shaleach, it's any moment of the day is mechaper. So that means that the ultimate kapore is affected not by the Soi Yom Shaleach, it's affected by the Yehi. By the Yehi. But, and we see that even Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Soi Yom Shaleach, so the Yehi itself, the Vanim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, L'tayr Etchem Mikol Chatiseichem, L'tnei Hashem Titor. So the Yehi itself, without Soi Yom Shaleach, being offered, so is mechaper. But if the Shiluach Soya is not realized in the Yom Kippurim, so then only the Seifanim is mechaper. But if the Shiluach Soya is realized in the Yom Kippurim, so then every moment of the Yom Kippurim is mechaper. Every moment of Yom Kippurim after the Shiluach Soya is mechaper. But when the Shiluach Soya is realized, it's not the Shiluach Soya is mechaper. It's not like any other korban. Any other korban that a korban is mechaper. It's not like a korban chatos. After all, Soi Yom Shaleach is not even a korban. It's not even a real korban. It's mechaper. It has a certain aspect of korbanos. Not the aspect of being mechaper, but it's not really a korban. What kind of a korban is it? A korban has to be nikra from the Beis Hamikdash. Bifnim, and this is not nikra, there is no akovet, there is no aveide, it is just sent away to the midbar and then it's hurled down. So it's mechaber, so it's like home, but it's not that the Soi Yom Shaleach is mechaber, the Yehi is mechaber. Even Bizman Hazeh the Yehi is mechaber. But Bizman Hazeh, so according to the third Lashon in Teisves, the Seifanim is mechaber, according to the second Lashon in Teisves, so every moment of the day Bizman Hazeh is mechaper. The second washing doesn't agree with the third washing. That only the Seifanim is mechaper, but only kaporet tzas. And if the Shiluach Soya is realized in the day, so then every moment of the day is mechaper. But it's the moment of the day that is mechaper, not the Shiluach Soya that is mechaper. The Shiluach Soya is at night in the kaporet of every moment of the day. In other words, if there is no kiyum of Shiluach Soya, so then only the Seifanim is mechaper, or only kaporet tzas every moment of the day is mechaper. But if there is a Shiluach Soya, so then every moment of the day is mechaper kaporet moreh. But the ultimate kaporet resides in the day, in the yei, in every moment of the day, not in the Soi Yom Shaleach itself. The Shiluach Soya is at night. It's night in the kapore of the day. So, if we can test, how can the Soi Yom Shaleach be mechaper for Abeiret, for Achilles, that the Jew did after the Shavuach Soya. The Shavuach Soya took place at 3 o'clock, and then he ate at 4 o'clock, so it's Mechaper. Because it's not the Shavuach Soya. If the Shavuach Soya had to be Mechaper, it couldn't be Mechaper for a future Abeiret. Just as a person couldn't bring a chatos and get kapore for the chayla v'lib sheyi the next day. That's ridiculous. But, so here too, it couldn't be mechaper. But here it's not the soyer ha-mishaleach is mechaper. The shiluach soyer is at night in the kapore of every moment of the day. So memele, as long as the kiyum of shiluach soyer took place, so memele, every moment after the Shaliach Soya, so can be Mechaper. So if, let's say, at 4 o'clock, somebody ate Yom Kippur, so the moment after 4 o'clock can be Mechaper for the Avere, or Achilas Yom Kippur. Now, that is certainly true according to the first Lashon. But even according to the second Lashon, that the second Lashon says that the Shaliach HaMashaliach could not be Mechaper. Could not be mechaper could not be mechaper averes, could not be mechaper averes of that are done after the Shulah Soya. So it's not that the second one holds that this Shulah, the Soyam Shaliach itself is mechaper. The second motion also agrees that it's not the Soyam Shaliach itself is the mechaper, is the Yem is mechaper. And the Shuluach Soyer is only at night in the Kapore of the Yem. But the second Lashon holds that inasmuch as the Shuluach Soyer is at night in the Kapore of the Yem, so Memele, the Yem cannot be Mechaper for Averes done after this Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shuluach Soyer took place. But the second Lashon also agrees with the first Lashon, that the Kapore is not affected by the Soyer HaMashaliach itself, but by the Yem. Now we can answer the Kashe against the Rambam. Now, the Rambam said that Abu Imloy Oseh Tshuve in Asoya Mechapeloi Elo Alakalis. So in other words, so without tshuva, Soyer HaMashaliach is mechaper halesa v'leisase. And the kashe against the Rambam is because the Gemara says, Hayesei chedome, idi lo yose tshuva zeh v'chishon teivo. So the Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Rebbe, but the Rambam doesn't pass like Rebbe. So how can Soyer HaMashaliach be mechaper al kaleis without tshuva, so it's zeh v'chishon teivo? Now, the Gemara has the kashe, Hayesei chedome, idi lo yose tshuva zeh v'chishon teivo. Now the question, so the Gemara says, Omar Abzeira Beine Demirde Virabi. Now, why didn't the Makshin understand that the Mishnah could accord with her? So you wouldn't ask? Abzeira said that the Mishnah accords with her. So maybe there is no cut. So why didn't the Makshin understand that? The answer is, the Makshin assumes that since there are two separate kapores, there is a kapore affected by the Yem, and there is a kapore affected by Soyer HaMashaliach, and there is a difference because the Yem itself, let's say, is Manaseh, cannot be mechaper kapore gmure for gmures. We need Yisurim, we cannot be mechaper for Chil Hashem. Bisman Shevi Samim Eshkayom, when the Soyer HaMashaliach was Korei, so then it was mechaper for gmures and for Chil Hashem, for everything. So there is a difference between the Kapore of Yom Kippurim that is uncoupled with Shiluach Soyer and the Kapore of Yom Kippurim that is coupled with Shiluach Soyer. So the Makshin assumes that when the Soyer HaMashaliach is Korei, then the Kapore is affected by the Soyer HaMashaliach itself, not by the Yem, but the Shiluach Soyer is at night in the effectiveness of the Kapore of the Yem. This is what Rav Zeira said. But the Makshin assumes not like that. The Makshin assumes that there are two separate kapores in Kippur. One kapore is affected by the Yem. Now, and another kapore is affected by Soyer HaMashaliach. by the Seyam Shalayach itself? Not by the Yeh. Not that the Kiyum, the Shiluach Soyer, is a tnai in the effectiveness of the Kapora of the Yeh. But that the Seyam Shalayach per se itself is the Mechafe. So the Meir of the Makhnes, Hayes Eichadon. Idol Yovachuve, Zevachishon Teivu. What would you say the Mishneh represents the view of Rebbe? If the Mishneh had said, Yimaki Purim Mechapeya, Al Esev Al Eisese, Al Chrisus Mezvezni, Al Talis Uchmureis, then we could say the Mishneh represents the view of Rebbe. But the Mishneh doesn't say Yimaki Purim Mechapeya, Al Esev Al Eisese, Al Chrisus Mezvezni, Al Talis Uchmureis. The Mishneh says, So Yira Mishnaleach Mechapeya, Al Kol Avira Shebateiro. So the Mishneh is discussing not the kapore of Yom Kippurim like today, when there is no Seir HaMishtaleach, but still there is a kapore of Yom Kippurim. The Mishneh discusses the kapore of Seir HaMishtaleach per se. So the Makshneh assumes that the kapore of Seir HaMishtaleach is affected by the Seir HaMishtaleach, by the Shiluach Seir itself, not by it. So Memele, we couldn't explain it according to Rebbe. Because even according to Rebbe, Rebbe only says that Yom Kippur has the potential of being mechapeh without you. But Rebbe will not deny the aloche of Zevach Rishon Teivo. What's the aloche of Zevach Rishon Teivo? The aloche of Zevach Rishon Teivo is not that Yehoshe cannot bring it home. The rai is from this Gemara itself, because the Seir HaMishtaleach is not brought by any individual Jew. That is brought by the Tzibur. The Seir HaMishtaleach. So the aloche of Zevach Rishon Teivo, on the contrary, a Roshe can bring a korban. The aloche is Mikem Lehitzes HaMumer. So the aloche is if someone is a Mumer Chater Kuleh, let's say Mumer Avrizore, or a Mumer Chalshav Vifaresye, so he cannot bring a korban. But a Mumer Lidovarechot can bring a korban. But why don't we say Zevach Rishon Teivo? So the Mishnah Melech has that kashe. But what is the Teretz? There is no aloche. Zevach Rishon Teivo does not imply that a Roshe is not a bar hoche of bringing a korban. A Roshi is also a bar hoche of bringing a korban. That's the price in chul. Min abeimo, lohob ibnei odom, shedeimim lebeimo, mikan omru, mikavlim korbones mipeishi Yisrael. So we can be mikavli korban of ipeishi Yisrael too. So ipeishi Yisrael, a Roshi is not mufke, as he may be korban, but Zevach Rishon Teivo only implies that the Roshe could not have kaporet for him. And there is a raya, there is not. So first of all, the raya is from this Gemara itself. Then there is a Gemara in Zvochim Davor. The Gemara says in Zvochim Davor that Ese is mechaper, I mean, Elo mechaperes, al ese, valois ese shenitakles. So the Gemara is a kasha. The same kind of kasha that the Gemara asks here in connection to Seir HaMishtaleach. Hai Ese Echidon. How do we visualize this thing that a Neilo is mechaper and an Ese? Let's say somebody didn't put on film for a day. So he brings a Neilo, he gets kapot. Idi ose chilve. So what does he need a Neilo for? So, luizos mishom ache meichlele. Vidi loy ose chilve. Zevach Rishon Teivo. Now, the Neilo is bo b'neder b'ndovo. So the Neilo can be brought b'neder b'ndovo. It's not like a chatos. That the whole Mechayev is the kapore for an avere. Eilo is bo b'neder b'ndovo, so a Jew can just be menaver to bring an eilo. So, but the Gemara says that if somebody brings an eilo, even though it's bo b'neder b'ndovo, so maybe it's mechaper for the averes of Bitlesi. So the Gemara asks, if lo yoseh tshuva, how can it be mechaper? So here it's not a question that he cannot bring. Of course he can bring. So if someone is a mumer l'tiovim all his life, if he's not a mumer l'tiovim, he can bring an eilo. So lachas kamo v'chamo that if somebody did not put on film for a day b'meizid, of course he can bring an eilo. But the Gemara says that it's mechaper al an ese. So how could a person who was Avi, was Mivatul and Esed Reise, be Mezid. So yes, Hashem Roshe, how could he attain Kapore without Shuvah? Zevach Rishon Teivo. So the Aloche, the Gzerzakosel of Zevach Rishon Teivo implies that the Roshe cannot get Kapore to Rikom.
But a Roshe can get kapore for Yom Kippur. For a Korban he cannot get kapore. But for Yom Kippur he can get kapore. So if the Mishneh had said, Al kol aveira shebatiro, Ese veloise said, Krisis Mrs. Bezdi, Kale sochmureis, so Yom Kippurim is mechapir, then the Gemara wouldn't ask any kashe. So the Makshin would understand that this Mishneh represents the view of Rebbe, so Memele Yom Kippur is mechapir, and all aveiras, without children. So he's a Roshe. So what if he's a Roshe? So the Roshe can also have a kapor. But the Mishneh says, Al kol aveira shebatiro, Ese veloise said, Krisis Mrs. Bezdi, Kale sochmureis, Ben meizit ben shevit, ben heida ben lo heida. Soir ha-mishtaleach is mechapeir. So the Makshin assumed that the kapore of soir ha-mishtaleach is affected by the soir ha-mishtaleach itself, not by the end. So how can we explain that Mishneh? Even if we say that the Mishneh represents the view of Rebbe, Rebbe only says that in Kippur can be mechapeir for Rishoyim. But Rebbe doesn't say that the Roshe, who did not do tshuve, can get kapore through Ikom. There is a Gzeres HaKosov, Zevach Rishoyim Teivo. Rebbe is not chilek on that Gzeres HaKosov. So that's why the Gemara is. So, Omar Rav Zeir Rebbeimit B'mir Dev Rebbe, not assume action assumed that the kapore of Seir HaMshaleach is a kapore by itself. That the Seir HaMshaleach by itself is mechaper. Mimele, you came to the conclusion, it's not shayach, that the Seir HaMshaleach should affect kapore for a Roshe, for someone who didn't do tshuve. No, it's not that the Seir HaMshaleach is mechaper by itself. You see that Yom Kippur can be mechaper even without Seir HaMshaleach. But when Yom Kippur is mechaper without Seir HaMshaleach, only the Sivayim is mechaper. But if the mitzvah of Shiluach Soir was realized in the day, so then every moment of the day is mechaper. So the day is the mechaper, not the korban. So mele, the Gzeres HaKosov of Zevach Rishoyim Teivo has no shayoches here. This is the pshat. All right. So now the Rambam, and that's a Yerushalmi. So the Rambam passed that Soir HaMshaleach without tshuve. So it's not that the Soir HaMshaleach by itself is mechaper. It's the Yom Kippur that is mechaper. But Yom Kippur without Soir HaMshaleach is not mechaper kaporeg mure. It's not mechaper kaporeg mure for Krisis Mrs. Bezdin and Chil Hashem. But if the Soir HaMshaleach, if the mitzvah of Shiluach Soir is fulfilled in the Yom Kippurim, then the Yom Kippur is mechaper for all the Averes kaporeg mure. So the halacha is that the Yom Kippur is mechaper if the Shiluach Soir is fulfilled in the Yom Kippurim, then the Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuve ibn chmures and without tshuve, so then the day itself is mechaper just for kalos. All right, this is the end of the halacha. We have seen in this Gemara a very important halacha, which is reflective of the whole Ashkofe of Yadus. And that is the aloche that is implicit in the Gzeres HaKosov of Zevach Rishoyim Teivo. When someone this aloche of Zevach Rishoyim Teivo implies that a Roshe cannot have any kapore as long as a person has a status of a Roshe, of a sinner, so then he cannot have any kapore through a korban. It is interesting that the halacha of Soir HaMishtaleach, the word Soir HaMishtaleach, became in all languages, including the English language, as the word for a certain concept that is attributed to Judaism by the Umesero. Now, everyone is familiar with the expression scapegoat. Scapegoat. Who doesn't know what a scapegoat means? Now, I looked up in the Webster's Dictionary the meaning of scapegoat. So it has two meanings. Number one, meaning number one, a goat over which the high priest of the ancient Jews confessed the sins of the people after which it was allowed to escape. That's one meaning. Then a second meaning is a person, group or thing that bears the blame for the mistakes or crimes of others. In other words, this represents the concept of vicarious atonement. What is vicarious atonement? Vicarious atonement means that by inflicting suffering upon an innocent creature, whether it's a human being or it's an animal, so we thereby effect and attain expiation, kapore, for the sins of the guilty and the wicked. Tu v'yachoto v'zivut minnat. That is vicarious atonement. In other words, the innocent suffers, and because of the suffering of the innocent, the wicked and the guilty get kapore. That's called vicarious atonement. And who is the propounder of this so-called concept of vicarious atonement? If you ask any philosopher who studied theology or philosophy of religion, so we'll say, the haloche of Soir HaMishtaleach, this is the source for this concept of vicarious atonement. Of course, it is needless to mention that this kind of a concept of vicarious atonement, of inflicting suffering upon an innocent creature in order to effect atonement, expiation for the wicked and the guilty, is as far from Yahadus as Avidizdore Rahman al Islam, is far from Yahadus. This concept of vicarious atonement is at the core of the Christian theology. That's there, you think I say this, that there is a Yoish suffered in order to effect kapore for all the wicked people of the world, but chasmili zocheya, that this is at the core of the concept of Soir HaMishtaleach. And still, all the Umiseilom, why do I say Umiseilom? I don't want Nasaras Mitzuve to say something against Jews, but as the Rambam says in the Cheshuve, Umiseilom v'reiv geil miYisrael, that most Jews also say the same opinion, that the Halacha of Soir HaMishtaleach is expressive of the concept of vicarious atonement. In other words, that according to the Jewish Weltanschauung, according to the Jewish theology, so if by the suffering of the innocent, so atonement can be attained for the guilt of the wicked. This is not a Jewish concept. This is Rahman al-Islam. A pagan concept. It's a Christian concept. It's the antithesis of the others. But we should not be amazed that the Umiseilom have such a notion of Soir HaMishtaleach, because scapegoat is not the only term that is grounded in a misunderstanding of Jewish thought. There are other words in the English dictionary. I'm not a linguist, but I'm sure that this is true of all languages. But let's say a word, pharisaic. It's a good English word, pharisaic. So if you look it up, it doesn't make any difference which dictionary you look it up. Whether you look it up in Webster's or in Oxford Dictionary, you'll find the same thing. So pharisaic, so one meaning is of the sect Pharisees in ancient Jewry in the Second Commonwealth. Amen. Then a second meaning is one who observes the letter but not the spirit of religious laws. A third meaning, self-righteous. A fourth meaning, a vainglorious person. A fifth meaning, hypocritical. Then Pharisaism, so one meaning is Pharisaic behavior, and the second meaning is inconsistency, and the third meaning of Pharisaism is hypocrisy. In other words, this is the Christian idea that the Pharisees, the Pushim, the Chazal, the Chachmei Yisrael, were equated with hypocrites, and Teirah Shebaal Peh is being equated with hypocrisy.
But I wouldn't say, even though I wouldn't approve, of anyone using the term Pharisaic in the sense of hypocritical, that is the case of the Chazal, because it's already an English word. Just the scapegoat is an English word. It's a good English word. I mean, if you want to express the same idea of a scapegoat, so what do you say? You'll say vicarious atonement. No one will know what it means. But scapegoat, everyone knows what it means. But it is grounded, the coining of that term in the sense of vicarious atonement is grounded in a misconception of Yadus, not only a misconception of Yadus, in prejudice toward Yadus. So this is the reason as to why the Umi Seiron and so many so-called enlightened Jews explain the law of Soiram Shaleach on the basis of vicarious atonement. If we see that vicarious atonement is so alien to the Jewish Welt and Shalom, we see from this halacha, Zevach Rishoyim Teivo. So the Gemara says in Zvochim, Hayesei Chedome, Idoloyos Echube, Zevach Rishoyim Teivo. In other words, how can a person who one day did not put on tefillin, how can he get kapore with the korb melo, with the tefillin korb? It's an abomination! Now, if in order to understand the real meaning of the concept of Soiram Shaleach, we have to delve into the meaning of Kabbalah. Now, we find that Levine many times may utter certain expressions that on the surface seem to indicate that the Levine are opposed to Kabbalah. Shaya Novi says, and we say it in the Aptor of Shabbos Chazon, Nidikesh Liethem, Rimeis Chatzerei. Lomo Mirev Zifreichem Yim Radishem, Sobati Eilei Seili, Vichilet Mirim, Vidam Pori, Uchvosim Vyatudim Moichopotski, כסבי ולראו אספונוי, מביקי דייס מייתכם ולייס חצרי, ויסוסיפו הובי נחשו, כדי רסטייבו יילי, חידי לשבס כמיקחו ולוחלו בבצו. This sounds very strange. I mean, isn't Kabbonis an integral part of the Torah? All of my Yitro revolves around Kabbonis. So how can Yishaya Hanovi say, Lomo nirei zifrechen yimer Adishem, So Bati Eli Seili, Vichilet Nevin, Vidam Pori Mukhvosim, Vahatudu Mukhvosti. But the Torah requires Jews to bring the Korb. Es Akele Sechot Asim Abeikel, Takele Rashim Tazot Naboim, and the Akobon Es Yochi, if somebody commits an Abeikel, Bishayde Eki Yitzchilet, Bishayde Eki, so he has to bring a Chatos, for Seif Navi, he has to bring a Noshom. So how can the Novi say, Lomo Lirei Zifreichem? The answer is, true, Kobonet, is constitute an integral part of the Torah, but there is a unique halach in respect to Kabbalah, and that's the halach of Zevach Rishon Teivo. We don't find such a halach in respect to any other mitzvah of the Torah. Will anyone say that if a person is Michal Shabbos, because of that we shouldn't let him put on film? On the contrary, the Lubavitcher Hasidim, they dedicate themselves to the task of being Mizake every Michal Shabbos. We thrill and we are doing a big mitzvah. Because what has one Aveira to do with a certain mitzvah just because a Jew is addicted to an Aveira? That's the rhythm of mitzvah. But in respect to Kabbonis, we have our loche, Zevach Rishon Teivo. If a person only did a minor Aveira, he didn't put down film for one day, be made it. So then, if he brings the korban, so then it's a Teivo. It's an abomination. Why? Now that we can see in the Pesukim during the Kabbalah. Let's analyze the second Pesuk in Vayikra. Daber od nei Yisrael, v'omar to aleihem, odom ki yakriv mikem, korban l'Hashem, min habeimo, min haboko, u'min hatzoyim, tatrivo et Kabbalah. So the plain pshat in this Pesuk is, the Torah says, odom ki yakriv, when a person wants to be master of Kabbalah, So the primary problem in which I could involve you is interested. If we can conflict, the Rebbe Shalom is primarily interested in an internal problem, in the purification of the Jewish heart, in the eradication of the kin and the tithe and the kolet. We can conflict if an Odom wants to be makhli. So the problem primarily has to be we can. An internal call, but everything that is just realized internally cannot have a lasting effect. That's human nature. In order that an internal norm to make an impression, then that internal norm has to manifest itself externally. That's because of human nature. But the problem that the Rebbeinu Shalom is primarily interested is not the external calm, it's the internal calm. Odom Tiyatri. So, primarily what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants is we can. What does calm mean? Calm, again, in what you say there, it's not the same term as is used in English. In English, sacrifice. Sacrifice has the connotation of suffering. But calm does not have the connotation of suffering, but in time, coming closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the purpose of the Korban is to come closer a little bit to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So how can the Jew come closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom? There is such a distance between the Rebbeinu Shalom and the human being. So by searching his heart, by purifying his heart, by eradicating the animalistic instinct, so then he enables himself to approach Akkadosh Baruch Hu. So Odom Tiyatri, the primary call is the internal call. You can, part of yourself, the purification of your heart. That's what we can. But human nature is such that without an external manifestation, this internal norm will not be future shy of the people of God. It will not be everlasting internal. So then, the human being needs an external manifestation. Min ha-devo, min ha-boko, u min ha-seint, ha-divas ha-bamchem, that's for you! In order that you should make an impression, in order that the internal norm should make an impression upon your sight, upon your internal, then it must be manifested externally. But the remaining thing about the same, I'm talking about the focal, the primary cause is the internal cause. Is the pure heart. The Rebbeinu Shalom beneath that, this is the primary form. And that is really mentioned in the episode about Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel were the children of the first man and the first woman in the world. And they both were stubborn. And what's the difference between the status of Hevel, and the spiritual status of Hevel, and the spiritual status of Cain. So, Cain was elevated to the call. Hevel was elevated to the call. And Cain, what happened to Cain? Cain became a Rishayah as a result of the call. Why? Why was it that way? Now the Torah tells us. By he takes your name. ויובי קיים מפחיר האדומו מין חולה בשם והבל הייתי גם הוא מפחיר שני so קיים ברוס אין מין חול עדו הקדוש ברוך הוא from the foot of the land והבל הייתי גם הוא מפחיר שני מחוויהם from the first born of the sheep and the fat thereof וישה בשם על הבל מחוסי and the רבי שום turned the הבל and to his offering so קיים לא מחוסי לא ישו ויחלו קיים מיד ואיפה אותם. Now the question of Ike, איך היא מתחילה? אני אומר שדובו, how is it that the Baruch Hu turned to Hevel's Korban and he did not turn to Cain's Korban? Why not? Cain also really meant to bring the best. Cain was a peasant. He is a peasant. So he brought, as he called him, the best of the fruit. Hevel was a shepherd. So he bought as a calm the firstborn of the sheep. They both had the same kavone. They both had the same intention of bringing the best of that they own, as they called Magdachim Boko. So how is it that the debate will turn to Hevelskom and reject their Kalkom? So the Pasemer says, Pasemer Tachumet says, because in connection with Kain, the Torah says, by Vindicate Yomim, by Yogi Kain, Priadon, for instance. He only brought the Priadon. He did not bring himself to the Kalkom. He didn't try to purify his heart. Just the Priadomo, but the Ben Shalom is not interested in external Kabbalah. What will be the race of Prayer and Limadishan? But Hevel, the Satan says, the Hevel, he is Gambu. He brought himself close to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But with an external manifestation, the Satan says, he also brought his Prayer and Limadishan. But the primary thing that Hevel did, he brought himself. The Elohim began whole. He purified his heart. He dedicated himself to generosity, to chesed. He made a firm determination to eradicate the animalistic instincts from him. But as a token and as a manifestation of this purification of his heart, he brought an external problem, which he retained in the Chaldean. So that was a very nice symbol as far as heaven's concerned. But for Cain, it was symbolic of something that didn't exist. So it's never he shows him. But that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom did not turn to kindness, to kind calm, but he did turn to heaven's calm. Now, everybody knows that the Rambam in Eden Bukhin, he explains Kabbalah on the basis of the fact that the pagan is Mama Kitor, so the pagan nation were so addicted to the cult of sacrifices that it was impossible to wipe it out from them. So, because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom told the Jews that they can have Kabbalah, but they have to have Kabbalah on Zachary Boku and in special places. Now, without any exception, all the Italians and all those who consider themselves as historians, so they say that according to the Rambam, Korbonet is only recognized by the Torah as a concession to human weakness. That there are certain halachas in the Torah that are recognized by the Torah only as a concession is true. The Gemara says it in regard to the parasha of Yifasteya, that it doesn't mean that if a person takes a married Yifasteya and marries the captive woman and he's megaya her, that he's doing a nice thing. It's evil. It's evil. But if rather than they should do a b'iser, so the Torah granted a concession to human frailty and allowed him to marry the Yifasteya, but it's still evil. There are other halachas that are grounded in the concept of concession to human frailty. The Rabbi Yehuda Ahosi in Sefer Hasidim says that the reason as to why the Torah allowed the person to divorce his wife, even if she did not commit adultery, as the people say, is also because Lo Yibro Teiro, Rabbi Yehuda Ahosi says, Elo Kenegda Yitzhara, because it will be much better for the woman if she is divorced than to be forced to stay with such a man who wants to divorce her because it's difficult of choice. This is what Rabbi Nachman said. So there are certain halachas that are grounded in concession. But should be considered as coming within the category of mitzvahs. If Kabbalah has emanated from the concept of confession of because the Torah could not wipe out this sacrificial cult from the Jews, so then why should we have Kabbalah be made some Mashiach? In Mr. Moshiach, we won't have any problem of being addicted to a sacrificial cult. And we say in all the our prayers that when Moshiach will come, so all the kabbalas will be restored. So that's the best riot. That the kabbalas do not emanate from the concept of concession. And that this is just a billboard against the Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchot Melachim himself says that when Mashiach will come and the Bishlam Kiddush will be rebuilt, so then we'll be makif all the kabbalas. And we say it in every mutter of Shabbos and of Rish Chodesh and of Regolim. We say that kabbalas is not grounded in the confession. Kabbalas is an integral part of the Torah. On the contrary, the Midrash Rabbi says that when we start teaching Torah to a child, we should start after we are in power. If Vayikra had emanated from